You are listening to The Secret Spot on 88.9 WERS. We are celebrating Live Music Week. This is one of my favorite times of the year, and it's the time that you can show your support for live music and the music that you love here on The Secret Spot on WERS. We've got Otis Williams on the phone, and Otis, I'm going to start off with a pretty basic question that I'm sure you're used to hearing many, many, many times over, and that is, what was the epiphany moment that you had that made you realize that this was something that you had to do, being involved in music?
Well, I've had so many epiphanies that the one that made me really want to become a singer is when I used to go to the great rock and roll shows in Detroit, Michigan, when they had, you know, cavalcade of stars, you know, Frank Lyman and the Teenagers, the Cadillacs, and a whole bunch of wonderful, talented people, and to see five guys on the stage in command of 5,000-plus people that's in the audience at the Fox Theater, I thought that was truly amazing. So I was about 15 or 16 years old, and I made it a quest to do that. And, you know, I would say about 7 years later, the Temptation were on the same stage and having that same kind of ovation for my group. So that was the first epiphany, and then I've had so many thereafter.
Yeah. I mean, and you've been doing this for over 50 years. What is it that keeps you going, that keeps you so inspired to just to keep moving?
Well, what keeps me going is when I think of it in total, like this year, wonderful planet that we inhabit. It's only so many people can say that they're doing something that they love, you know, and I'm one of those, you know. It's something very special when you can perform for a lifetime at something that you enjoy doing. It is not work, it's love, you know. So that alone keeps me inspired, because there's nothing greater than to walk out there and be received so wonderfully well by our fans and what have you. So that's inspiration and dedication that keeps me focused on wanting to ride the hay off the horse.
Definitely. So what do you think it was that said that that really made the Temptations leave such an incredible mark on the industry? If you could pinpoint one particular thing, what would you say that would be?
Well, I would first and foremost have to say being at the right place at the right time, meaning being in Detroit, which is where I'm from, and then Motown coming right along at that special point in time during the 60s, and being there when Barry was formulating all the great talented people that were, you know, was there. Who would imagine that such a profound little company would be starting out of Detroit? So I think back that it was with God's blessing that I was at the right place at the right time.
Yeah. So you mentioned, of course, Detroit had a lot to do with your musical development, being that you're from there. What would you say about the music scene in Detroit compared to when you started to right now? Because a lot of great artists are coming out of Detroit all the time. How would you characterize it?
Well, Detroit is a bedrock of a lot of talented, you know, people in Detroit, and they will make their bones one way or another. It's the difference that I find with Detroit now is that, you know, like I said, Motown is not there in the sense of what it was, which was a definite gate opener for a lot of talented people back then. But, you know, but Detroit is always loaded with talented people. So, and true enough, they'll find their way to make their name, you know, out there in the business just like the Temps did.
All right, Otis. Now we're going to check out a song of yours. This is called Just My Imagination. Don't forget the number to call, 617-824-8700. It is Live Music Week on WERS, and we are so, so excited to be talking to people like Otis Williams. And if you want to keep it coming, you've got to support Live Music Week by calling 617-824-8700. This is Just My Imagination from The Temptations on 88.9 WERS.
I say to myself, you're such a lucky
We're back on WERS, the secret spot on 88.9. It is Live Music Week. What we just heard was Just My Imagination from The Temptations, and we are talking to the man himself, Otis Williams. And don't forget the number to call, 617-824-8700. Yeah, so I'm going to switch gears for a second. Now, as I said before, you are the original member, the only remaining original member of the group. So you've had a lot of changes in the formation of The Temptations. How would you explain the change in dynamic when that happens? What exactly does that mean when a group switches out their members and having new people come in? What does that feel like for you being there, you know, as the one for so long?
Well, first of all, we definitely don't like change, you know, but one thing I've learned in life is the one thing that's constant in life is change, you know, so once you understand that regardless of who it might be, what have you, you know, sometimes, oftentimes, that's the thing that we have to do to survive or to continue on, you know. So I'm just thankful that throughout the many changes that I've gone through, I've been able to withstand going through those changes and still being received well by losing, with losing key members like Paul Williams and Eddie mm-hmm. Kendricks, David Ruffin and Melvin Franklin. You know, so there's many different things to be factored in, but I'm just very happy that we've been able to continue on with the changes that we've gone through and we're still being received and loved by our fans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so this is skipping ahead just a little bit, but speaking of changes, since you're talking about it, what are some of the upcoming things that you have planned in your future? What are some of the changes that we can look out for?
Well, about the one of the things that I'm full of anticipation is that the Temptations life story, hopefully within the next couple of years, will be going to Broadway.
Yeah.
You know, so that would be a first, you know, because who would have ever imagined that when we started out in Detroit in 61 that very, very strong possibilities that the Temptations life story would be going to Broadway. And so that is the focus right now that we're getting ready to do, you know, within the next couple of years, because Mr. Gordy's play, Motown musical, is getting ready to debut April of next year. And we'd like to think after about 4 or 5 months after that, then a very powerful producer will start doing, in New York City, will start getting the Temptations life story to Broadway. So that's the thing that I'm really looking forward to seeing.
Yeah, that sounds amazing, actually. Would you actually mind just elaborating for a second? You know, what goes into to putting something like that up on Broadway? Like, what is it that, how much input, I guess is the right word, how much input would you have in doing something like that? And what is that like?
I think that by this being our first time, I really can't say verbatim, you know.
Right.
I would imagine it's almost like putting a record together. You know,
yeah.
You have to bring certain elements together. You know, you have to hire a director or a record man. You have to hire a producer. Then, you know, after that, you have to start writing a script. Well, you know, like a songwriter, producer, do they write a song? And then after that, you have to start hiring key people to portray, you know, the story. So it's a process. It'll be a first, you know, but just judging on what little bit I do know about it, it's one of those kind of meticulous steps that we'd have to take to do. But it'll be a fun thing to do, to see the process of how it all comes together. And hopefully when it's all said and done, we would bring a body of work to the stage that the people will enjoy.
That is so exciting.
Yes.
Yeah, that is really cool. I know that I'll definitely be on the lookout for that, and I'm sure the listeners will as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, Otis. We're going to talk to you more in just a little bit, but we're going to listen to another song from The Temptations. It's called Ain't Too Proud to Beg My Girl. This is from The Temptations on The Secret Spot, 617-824-8700. Give us a call if you want to support Live Music Week and continue the tradition of The Secret Spot. Ain't Too Proud to Beg My Girl, here on 88.9 WERS.
I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go. If I have to beg, plead for your sympathy, I don't mind, cause you mean that much to me. Ain't too proud to beg, and you know it. Please don't leave me, girl.
Ain't too proud to beg.
Welcome back to WERS. This is The Secret Spot on 88.9. It is live music week, and what we just heard was Ain't Too Proud to Beg My Girl from The Temptations. 617-824-8700. Do not forget that number, because that is the number to call to keep supporting The Secret Spot and live music week. Now, Otis, got another question for you. You've been in this industry for a very, very long time. What do you think of the current music state at this moment? What do you think?
Well, you know, I get asked that very, very often.
I'm sure.
And I meet it with mixed emotions. You know, like mm-hmm. I have to tell people, I'm from old school. By that, I mean the school that I'm from, great songs, you know, were being written with great melodies, great concepts. The storyline is where you won't have to cup your child's ear because there's cussing involved.
Right.
You know, and it's a true testament. Those kind of songs last. Speaking of Motown songs, anyway, I'm talking about 50-plus years, and those songs are still being received and loved very well. I listen at the radio and the different, you know, outlets of where music has progressed. Some of it I like, and then a lot of it I don't like. You know, I just think that when I hear artists get to get on and cuss, denigrate women and what have you, excuse me, well, you know, don't move me. Give me a song that I can hum, that's great lyrics, that's being performed well. Excuse me.
Okay.
You know, those kind of songs, I think, make a very lasting impression. So there's a few artists this around that I really appreciate. But by and large, the music from the 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s, still the best music.
I agree.
The greatest music, you know. But, you know, one man's poison can be another man's feast.
I agree with you. Could you mind mentioning maybe, I don't know, any particular artist that you really have, that you would recommend maybe on that you've been checking out?
Well, you know, there's great artists that's around that I'm impressed with, like Alicia Keys.
Yeah.
I'm impressed with Beyonce. I love me some John Legend. The young man that wears the hat that sings real good. I can't think of his name now. Let's see who else. Prince is still around I truly enjoy. So there's some. Those are the ones that come to mind, you know, first and foremost. You know, but back when I started out, if you'd asked me that then, I mean, I could rattle off your name after name after name after name after name. You know, but it don't seem to be that plentiful of a great artist that leaves that kind of impression on me now. But there are a few.
Yeah. Well, as long as you're still in, you know, doing the music thing, you'll always be on that list. And that's for sure. There's no doubt about that. All right, Otis. So we're going to listen to one more song from The Temptations, and this is called My Girl. I think we all love this tune on The Secret Spot. Don't forget to give us a call at 617-824-8700. You definitely want to keep supporting this music and keep it alive. And if you really do, you have to give us a call. It's Live Music Week. We're supporting live music. 617-824-8700. We'll be right back with more from Otis after we hear My Girl from The Temptations on The Secret Spot.
Well, I guess you say what can make me feel.
Welcome back to The Secret Spot on 88.9 WERS. What we just heard was My Girl. Now, Otis, got one last question for you before we close things up. If you could pinpoint one thing that you are the most proud of in your musical career, what would it be?
Well, you see, I've had so many wonderful things to happen to me that it would be hard to single out just one. I mean, I could, the first time we received the gold record, My Girl, the many times we were on Ed Sullivan, the records, attending records that we broke at the Copacabana, the miniseries, Star on Hollywood, being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, meeting various great leaders like different presidents. So, I mean, there's a whole lot of different things that I have, you know, events that I've been able to be appreciative of being part of, because I never would imagine, you know, when we started singing that we would have this kind of profound impact in the business and leave that kind of impression on our many different fans and meeting such great people. So and doing such a lot of wonderful things. So it's a lot that I've achieved.
You definitely have. And we are definitely appreciative here on the receiving end of all of that. So,
thank you.
Of course. So Otis Williams, thank you so much for talking to us here on The Secret Spot. We're huge fans, and this has been a pleasure for us, so thank you very much.
Well, it's a pleasure talking to such a wonderful, sexy-sounding young lady.
Thank you very much, Otis. Thank you so much for your time, Otis. Again, Otis Williams, everybody, from The Temptations. It doesn't get much better than this. And if you liked what you heard, you have to give us a call at 617-824-8700. Thank you very much, Otis. And now, back to the music on The Secret Spot, 88.9 WERS.